Commonwealth's attorney Parisa Dagani Tafti scored victory unopposed in the November 7 election, but also received a reminder that she was not the first choice of every voter. More than 4,800 voters in Arlington and Falls Church, 8.8% of those voting, cast write-in ballots for Commonwealth's attorney, according to unofficial but largely complete election results posted by the Virginia Department of Elections. Compare that to write-ins cast in the four other races for constitutional offices, where Democratic candidates also were unopposed: 2.6% for Clerk of the Circuit Court Paul Ferguson, 3.3% for Sheriff Jose Quiroz, 2.8% for Treasurer Carla de la Pava, and 2.7% for Kim Klingler, who was elected to succeed Ingrid Moroy as Commissioner of Revenue. Because the write-in total against Dagani Tafti was less than 10% of the total vote, county election officials were not required to break out and then report the results. Dagani Tafti in June won a contentious Democratic primary race against Josh Katcher, and in 2019, fueled by huge amounts of outside money, defeated two-term Democratic Commonwealth's attorney Theo Stamos in the Democratic primary. Dagani Tafti was one of a trio of left-leaning prosecutors elected to office in major Northern Virginia jurisdictions in 2019, in part owing to the infusions of outside cash. All three sought re-election in 2023. The Commonwealth's attorney in Fairfax County, Steve Descano, survived a write-in challenge, which picked up 23% of the vote. In Loudoun County, Democrat Buddha Bibaraj, who had been abandoned even by some of the county's Democratic leadership, lost to Republican Bob Anderson despite massively outspending him.